Gas stations in some parts of the country don't have gas. In Colorado, the Florida Keys, Ohio, Iowa, Washington, and Oregon, drivers are finding bagged pumps at some stations. But unlike what happened in May with the Colonial Pipeline attack, this is not because of a gas shortage. It is a truck driver shortage. Let's bring in Robin Farzad. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome back.
Hi, Peter.
So, first off, twice in 2 months, we're here talking about problems at gas stations. What's going on? How widespread is this issue?
Surprise, surprise. The feared post-COVID bottleneck rears its ugly head again. This time, you're seeing delivery delays, as you mentioned, at stations up in Colorado, down in the Florida Keys, which is bottleneck prone, out in the Pacific Northwest. More and more motorists, and there's certainly more of them on the road right now than in 2 years, they're reporting bagged pumps. So while it's not the early 1970s, I mean, gasoline is still free flowing across the country, it is a growing inconvenience on the margin.
And just to be clear, again, this is different than the shortage we saw back in May when the Colonial Pipeline got hacked and it shut down. This has to do with truck drivers. Can you explain why?
Indeed, about a quarter of all tank trucks across the country are sitting idle thanks to a shortage of qualified drivers. That's up from 10% 2 years ago. You're always seeing help wanted ads for you know, these 18-wheelers and these tank trucks. But you can understand why the disparity is so big right now. At the outset of the pandemic, you remember, it was also an overnight energy crisis. There was too much supply for a global economy that was shutting down in just like 48 to 72 hours. So you recall those stranded oil tankers out in the ocean. You couldn't give the stuff away. So the entire industry cut capacity. And drivers who found themselves out of work, turns out they didn't all want to come back. And so that last 50 miles of an otherwise okay supply chain, that's in question right now that the economy is reopening.
There are labor shortages all across this economy. How are companies trying to get these drivers back in the seat?
Big bonuses. Driving jobs in general, they're up about 50% versus February of 2020, according to the site Indeed. You're seeing prospective employers offering incentives with about 15 to 20% sign-on bonuses. Their online jobs for oil truck drivers, their bonuses of between 10 and 15 grand. Other perks they're throwing in, gift cards, restaurant gift cards. I've seen, I was out on the highway. I've seen ads for cookouts, for job fairs in parking lots. It's getting enticing.
You wisely said this is not the 1970s. This is not a crisis at this point. People should not go out and start hoarding gasoline. We're not at that point yet.
No, but as with toilet paper and chicken breasts, you know, there's no need to show up and siphon away all the inventory that's there. I mean, you hear stories of people asking, should I fill up my bathtub or swimming pool? Don't, that's dangerous. But if people start to witness that kind of behavior at the pump, as they did some weeks ago, you're liable to see more of that FOMO behavior where, you know, maybe I should hoard too, and on and on. And, you know, Tesla owners are loving all this, Peter.
Yeah, and to that point, and we just have 30 seconds here, gas prices are really going up lately, and millions of people are about to hit the roads for the 4th of July weekend. What can we expect?
Yeah, this is an irritant, and as more drivers hit the road, you're increasingly going to learn of pump headaches in tourist hotspots like the Florida Keys and out in Colorado. If it keeps up, you're going to see wages go up to clear the market, and let's see what the clearing price is for gasoline at the end of the summer.
I don't want to. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.